It's Tejano Nation Radio. My name is Romeo. Welcome to the Tejano Nation Radio podcast. And this week, special guest on the show, 2015 Tejano Music Awards Best New Female Artist nominee. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. It's Angelique. What's up?
Angelique, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really, really great. Just kicking back and enjoying this beautiful day.
So let's get a little background on Angelique. Tell us a little about yourself.
We're based out of Sweetwater, Texas. Mm-hmm. And we have been around for several years. I'm a freshback, probably going on 20 years. We took a little break. We came back up again and been hitting it hard once again. And still doing the music scene for probably the second time around, going on 3 years, 4 years. And between all that time, you know, we're just making progress and continuing to do better and taking, you know, steps to go to the next level. We were able to, you know, get a top five for the best female artist and the Tejano Awards. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to win just yet. But maybe one day we will. And we got nominated for Best Group also last year for the first time.
Yeah, there you go. I remember seeing that at the Tejano Music Awards last year. Hey, maybe this year will be your year. Maybe you get nominated and take home that prize.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. That'd be sweet.
All right, so we got that. You got a brand new music coming out. What's the latest happening with you?
We got two new singles that we just released this year. The first one was called La Otra back in February. And then we have another one called No Pienses en Volver that we released Cinco de Mayo weekend. And both of them were really great songs, and they were produced by Shelly Lourdes herself and very talented artist. That she has just really worked with us close on, you know, making sure that it's the right song, it has the right sound, you know, and that and really hits home. And it's just been a pleasure and a joy to work with her. We also got lots of things coming up in June. We're getting ready to do a radio tour as well as some performances. We'll be in San Angelo. We'll be in Dallas. We'll be hitting the Plainview area. So lots of awesome things going on for us in June.
Tell us about the event you have in San Angelo this weekend.
Yeah, it's actually, we'll be performing at Little River Club in San Angelo. And it's free for 21 and over. It's actually a birthday party for a real close friend of ours. And they were like, hey, you know, we want to book you guys for my wife's party. And we were like, yeah, you bet. So they booked us and we're going to be there. And of course, it's open to the public. So we hope to see everybody there. You know, it's going to be a little different because it's not going to be like a late night show. It's going to be kind of early because I guess some people have to work on Mondays. But if you want to go, you know, have a little drink and just dance a little bit before, you know, Monday comes along, y'all go out there and go check us out. Because, you know, we have lots of fans in San Angelo and we're always looking to make many, many more. So, or if you just want to go see who you are, because a lot of people are like, well, we've heard of you a little bit. We just haven't, you know, had a chance to catch your shows and this and that. So it would be a perfect opportunity, you know, to go check out who we are, introduce yourself, you know, come by and meet us and meet the guys and get to know each other.
There you go. Little River Club in San Angelo this weekend on Sunday. Angelique, free show. Nothing better than that. Free.
I know. And, you know, it's like, hey, you can take your vieja out there. Hey, vieja, let's go on a date on Sunday. And it's that much cheaper for you guys.
There you go. Exactly. All right. So you got that going on. So earlier you talked about Shelly Lourdes. How is that? How did that happen? And plus the experience of working with Shelly Lourdes in the studio.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have been talking to Shelly for several years, actually, probably for the past 2 years. We went to go play at her Vegas showcase. Gosh, maybe 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's when we kind of started talking about it. You know, she was like, hey, I like your guy's sound and I want to work with you. And we were like, yeah, sure. Well, when we're ready to record again, you know, we'll get ready. We'll call you up or whatever. And we just weren't sure when we were going to get back in the studio. And then this past year, last year, actually 2015, we're like, you know, I think we're ready. It's time for us to get back in the studio. And so we call her up and she's like, yeah, you bet. Let's get this going. And, you know, we sent her some songs and, she listened to them and then we started, you know, working together. She put her little, feeling into it as well as ours. And, you know, Jimmy Garcia, who's, one of our original producers back from our first album, you know, also helped as well. So it's crazy. It has like the original unique plus a little taste of Shelly. And like I said, she's so professional, you know, and she's very honest. And that's one of the things I appreciate because we are in no way perfect and we have made mistakes down the road, you know, and I like her honesty. You know, she's like, well, I'm going to tell you that, you know, you like this song, but here's what can happen, you know, and And I like people who are going to be honest with us, not like, oh yeah, tell good. You're good. You're great. No, you know, tell me, you like it or do you not like it? You know, are we going in the right direction? And she's one of those, you know, she's not going to tell you what you want to hear. She's going to tell you what her honest opinion is. So, lots of respect for her, doing that for us for these two songs. We also have one more song we're going to collaborate with her on. And then we're also probably going to be working with Mario O. He's going to be producing some more songs with us as well to get our third CD out. Because right now we have two. Uh-huh. We have Regresa Means, our first one, and then our sophomore album was called The Second Act. And then the third one, we don't have a title or name yet, but like I said, it's kind of a work in progress. But we want to show, you know, the diversity of Angelique and, you know, the different producers, their talent. And like I said, I'm really excited about it. I haven't been this excited about recording in a while. But, you know, sometimes you just kind of go through a slump. But I think I feel I'm getting out of the slump and I'm ready to get back in the studio and just, you know, make some music magic happen.
Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, great things happening for you. I mean, working with Shelley Lottis, who's been in the business for like 33 years, and she's a great person to use to bring out that, I guess, to take you to the next level for your music.
That's right. That's right. And that's what she said. You know, you have certain things, certain criteria you have to make to go to the next level. And, you know, because like you said, she's been in 30-something years. You know, she's been there. She's done that. So we really respect what she has to say and respect her opinions and her advice. So much.
Right, there you go. So, of course, you got social media. How can people get a hold of you? Because I know you're all over social media.
Yes, social media. We have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. We also have our website, www.angeliquemusic.com, that has all my information on there as well. It has, you know, my bio, our music. If you want to get some, you know, the actual CD mail to you, because we do have a small merch store on there, merchandise store. And, you know, it has information about the guys in the band. That's kind of, you know, the website is definitely where you, if you don't know anything about Angelique, that's where you want to start. And then, of course, we try to stay updated on social media and let everybody know where we're going to be, what we're doing. And, you know, because we are very busy with the music, but we're also busy, you know, in our personal life, you know, because I have my kids, they play baseball, they play football. You know, I'm a grandma now. You know, I have my first granddaughter.
What?
My oldest is getting married next year. Yes, yes. So we've got lots of going on. And, you know, they're also part of, you know, who we are. So I try not to put too much personal stuff because, oh my gosh, there goes Angelique bragging about her granddaughter again. But, you know, I like to let people know, you know, we are people and, you know, just kind of give them a little snippet, you know, of our personal lives, of what we're doing when we're not, you know, out there gigging. Like Isaac, who plays keyboards for us, you know, they just recently went to the playoff game in playoffs for baseball. So for a few weekends, you know, we didn't take any gigs or didn't do anything because we wanted to be there supporting him and supporting the team. Because we like to balance it because we have for several, when we first started, it was all about music, music, music. And then when we did this second go around, we're like, you know, we need to learn how to balance it and make sure we fulfill both sides of our lives, you know, our family and the music. Because music is a life, a lifestyle. But you can't forget about, you know, your own personal family, too. So, you know, we try to really be good about that, as well as for our musician friends, you know, in our group, the guys in the group.
Yeah, that's great. Everybody keeps everybody grounded. I like that about the Angelique and the Sweet City Band, right?
Yeah, Sweet City Band. Uh-huh. That was the original name. And then when we signed with our first company, like I said, back in, oh my gosh, 2001, they wanted to just kind of go with Angelique. So we did Angelique for quite a while. And then we decided to go ahead and pull back in, you know, the Sweet City Band, because without them, I mean, I'm nothing. They don't get enough recognition, you know. My band is awesome. You know, have been able to keep the same group, the same guys for 4 years now. And it takes a lot to keep the same guys in the same group. And I've been blessed. I'm hoping nobody goes anywhere anytime soon. But, you know, if they do, I hope it's for better things. You know, and that's what I tell them all the time. Don't feel like you have to be committed to me forever. If you feel like, you know, you're ready to go on to somewhere else, you know, please do that. That here in West Texas, you know, you start not small, but you start, you know, nobody wants to give you a chance. So we believe in giving everybody a chance. then, you know, if you're ready to move on and move down to San Antonio or wherever you want to go, you know, go for it. We're going to support you and back you the whole way.
There you go. Everybody needs a place to start.
That's right.
All right. Well, there you go. So, and we're talking to Angelique here. She's got great new singles, La Otras, of course, on the radio, and your new single, the duet you have with the Esteban Cerda. Tell us a little about the song, a little more about the song.
You know, actually, the song, we recorded it the same weekend that we were working on La Otra, and we weren't really ready for it. And they were like, well, you know, we're just all kind of sitting around the studio. I'm like, well, you know, let's go ahead and just see what we can do with this other one. So we started recording it, and it just came together so quickly and so so awesome. And, you know, sometimes simpler the better. And that's kind of what we did with this one, is we just, you know, laid it down and just kind of listened to it and just, you know, said, hey, this is good. You know, we just need to tweak a little bit of things here and there. And Esteban wrote it. It's one of his first ones that he's recorded. And he went ahead and sang it. We're like, you know, because we thought, well, who do we get to sing it? And we're like, you know, you're here. Let's go ahead and just throw you in there. And and it worked out, you know. And I think it's got a great moral too. You know, it's like I always, you know, I think I had talked to you about it. You know, it's sometimes, you know, when you're in a relationship or somewhere in your life where you're struggling, sometimes it's easier to let go than to hold on. You know, and just move on. You know, if it's something that's hurting you, just move on. And that's kind of what this song's about. You know, you see lots of personal relationships or maybe a job that, you know, you're just not happy with. You know, go move on. Do something that you're happy with, because life is just way too short to be unhappy no matter what you're doing. So that's what I feel this song is for me. You know, and I'm sure Esteban would probably tell you something around the same lines of you know, when he wrote it. But when I heard it and I listened to it, I was like, this is how I feel, you know, what it's portraying. So that's what No Cancer Center is about.
There you go. So let's get it on the radio for you. Thanks for taking time out for talking to us. Wish you the best of luck on your future. And, of course, everybody in San Angelo is planning to be out there on Sunday to hang out with you and for that free performance.
Woohoo! Yep.
All right, so let's get into it. Go ahead and introduce the song.
Here is No Pienses en Volver by Angelique and Sweet City Band.
And it's right here on TejanoNation.net and Tejano Nation Radio.
Dime por qué tú ya no me quieres. Mujer, tú eres mi vida. Mi amor, me estoy volviendo loco. Abrázame, por favor, antes que te vayas. No me gusta estar peleando contigo. No me gusta hacerte llorar con lágrimas de tus ojos. Tú eres la mujer de mi corazón. La primera vez que te vi, mi amor, yo pensé que siempre tú estuvieras conmigo. Ahora que te vas, más dejando en mí una triste soledad en mi corazón. Por favor, piénsalo. Si tú te vas con mi corazón, no pienses en volver, porque no estaré.